But I'm surprised that Teddy Kennedy told me that.
I haven't told him. It might have been a little bit.
It's matter.
Well, Kennedy said this morning on the Senate floor that the United States was purposely bombing Dan's base at North Vietnam, that we were pursuing this policy.
Right.
He said, even though they may say it's inadvertent, that it's still bombing Dan's base. So I was asked that question by Reuters this morning, and I acted like I hadn't heard about it before. And I had Ralph Harris, Reuters questioner, said, now specifically, what did the senator say on the Senate floor? He went, you know, through the thing. And I hit it pretty hard. You know, I said, the President of the United States in his office made it clear that we are not pursuing a policy of bombing the Dan's base. So recently, we have released very extensive intelligence material and data on the entire matter, explained that the 2,700-mile dike and dam, you know, and the scope of damage that would have occurred to lead to flooding, and I hit the propaganda thing. I said, I don't care where it said or who said it. Statements like this are irresponsible, are uncalled for. And I said, cannot help but increase the enemy propaganda effort which they are waging. I said, there's no question about the fact you guys have been around for a long time, and every year there's flooding in North Vietnam. The propaganda campaign is so clear, I said, that they want to blame the flooding on the United States. So I got through that line.
Right.
I think he deserved it.
Oh, sure, Commission. I believe him. I don't know why he's Mr. Kennedy's. He must have in his staff a real lefty, because he throws this out and all, and he pops one out like that. Someone's pushing it. He goes on the staff stuff, and he makes a speech.
I spot it. I understand that.
But I'll tell you, he's not going to good these areas.
No.
He's not going to good show. Presidency is the highest office given to the people. The vice presidency is the next highest and the lowest. It ain't exactly a crime. You can't be sent to jail for it, but it's kind of a disgrace.
I bet they love that.
Huh? My goodness, some of the guys.
Yeah, I would like to.
I told them.
President starts with people cooperating. But Pierpoint, one say, said, well, slug, and I was like, Mayor Sands, look, Sands has been a bagman for the Republican Party, former cabinet member for a long time. As the president got together with him or talked to him about it, I just said, I have a right to ask you a question, I did not want to say, given the attitude of the president, that we have to do this matter. That was after his question about the Dan and Dykes thing, where Pierpoint said, speaking of propaganda, he said, does the president have a reaction to Senator Scott's suggestion that he receive the Nobel Peace Prize? And I said, I don't understand your question, Mr. Pierpoint. He said, what is it you're trying to say? And he said, well, let me rephrase the question. And he said, does the president, I said, I've never heard the president talk about it or even comment on it, not to anyone. So they were in a little rumbly mood today. I guess they have, not all of them. They didn't follow up.
Don't you think they have to react to speech? They have to come, but also they're very worried about the government. Boy, it's been this time, worrying.
They all did. This was only Pierpoint, he was agitating this morning. So we went through that.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
But the dams and dykes.
$25,000, I think it's just going to be with us for a while. Just keep running. One of those things. Yeah, sure, the one thing, you're very solid, very solid on this. But I said, but it's actually correctly, nothing about the plans. Nobody at a higher, as far as we know, nobody at a higher level committee. But it's quite clear, it's people who are level screwing around.
Don't say that.
No.
You can't say that, because we're all being not, that's being investigated, but we're asking to cooperate.
I've also been very, you know, kind of relaxed on this, time to time, they'll ask about, well, the president said he wouldn't be campaigning to have a convention, he's meeting with young people. I said, listen, yeah, that's totally consistent with what the president said.
They were talking about issues.
I said, the president's met with McGregor, he's met with Mitchell, he's met a lot of people to talk about things. But I mean, the posture I'm taking is being very.
That's why we didn't have a press photo of it.
That's right. But to be very relaxed about it, guys come into my office, you know, when's the president going to start his campaign? I said, the president of the United States believes in what he's doing, where he's going, both domestically and foreign policy. He's going to speak to the issues starting now. We're not going to be superficial about the thing of one day we're going to say we're going to start a campaign. I think that's the right posture to take, don't you?
Sure. The way I view that is to say that. Say that I'm trying to pin something on the Biden presidency. Maybe just do it on your own and say, instead of fighting. Or how do you want to?
I can handle this with a simple word.
Yeah. I'll say this. You're good with Jack Vance. You reminded me of one of Alvin Barker's favorite stories. Because of all the discussion about
vice presidents.
One of Alvin Barker used a kid as, you know, kid about the vice presidency. This is one of his favorite stories. Looked it up. If you looked it up, I said, I recall he made some story derogatory. He did about the vice presidency. The other one, of course, Jefferson can have control of the vice presidency. It's an honor of all of us. He's the presidency of the first one in the history. That's the other.
Western, you know, Rudyard Kipling. Many times I gave it to Beckman just the other day.
What's that?
Oh, Easton, Wes, and other points for me, but two great men.
Standing
face to face in the office in the, well, I can't recall it by memory, but it is very reflective of your visit to People's Republic of China.
Everybody knows the line east is east and west is west, but never the twain shall meet. Nobody knows the next two lines that follow, which are, except.
With two great men.
Two strong men.
Strong men meet face to
face.
Although they come.
But they come from the ends of the earth, or something like that.
Well,
that's
the right thing. Yeah, that's good.
But they use that type of thing where oftentimes they'll use a quote at the top of their story in italics.
Yeah.
And then they'll weave their story, and that's what Beckman was doing for the trade.
If you've got any, you got the,
it's legitimate though for them to come after you on the 25. Well,
they have to answer the question.
Sure, yeah, right.
We don't have to answer.
But I think
we don't need to.
They don't have. It's legitimate, but the Pierpoint deserved to be cut off.
That's right.
Okay. They said that the president has moved upon the stand. I said, well, the president of the United States, for the moment, is not discussing this.
I have a stand.
I said, secondly, he has confidence in the stand. Should this president feel the law? He said, then I said, of course he does. Does the president feel the proper procedure should step out? I said, of course he does.
Absolutely.
But when Pierpoint called stand,
yeah, we want to get the bag.
A long time bag.
When we get as far as we're concerned. Suppress this. We got another time to go. We have cooperating on the investigation. Right?
That's our whole fired the only guy that
the whole line. The whole line is that everybody's been threatened to cooperate. There's no way else. Everybody's been threatened to cooperate. They don't cooperate. They have no jobs. And the investigative agencies are going forward with the investigation. It's very thorough. Right? The grand jury still being pressed. We want to suppress it to stop it.
Today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the editor of the Post ran a quite a big column on the editorial page explaining. He did it in an odd way for them, because it was terribly honest, which you don't expect the Post to be in a sense. They ran a picture the day of your press conference. They ran the transcript of the press conference. On the page that they ran a picture that showed North Vietnamese repairing the dikes. It showed, it showed damaged dikes and people working, fixing dikes. And the caption said, North Vietnamese workers worked to repair dikes. Picture was taken by so-and-so of the Nang Bang Dong News Agency or something.
Okay.
Well, wasn't fake at all. It was a real picture. But what they didn't point out was that the picture had been taken 5 years earlier.
Who found it out? Boston.
I don't know who found it out, did he? I don't know what came from it. That came right to a column today.
Who's
been? Editor of the Post.
No, it's a guy.
What do you say?
He says, this shows the power of a picture and the problem of the need for responsibility that this scene apologizes in a sense that this was an inexperienced caption writer who wrote out a detailed caption under pressure of time, ran it. The implication was, particularly because the president had all the questions about the dikes in his press conference, the implication was that this was a dike that had been damaged, and that they were running a picture proving a dike had been damaged. And he said that implication was totally wrong. And it was clearly identified. On the back, they pulled the picture out of the file. And on the back of the picture, it gave the date that the picture was taken, which was 5 years ago, 1967. So he explained that, but that's and bastards, they got caught so blatantly in it that they had to untie from it, I guess. And they probably figured they better cut their losses by running a total explanation and apology rather than getting hung up on it. Unless we hit them, which we may.
They keep bringing it. They bring up the LaBelle thing. He says, President Compton, no one's going against his policies. The president is Compton. But the people that, you know, are.
If you were to pull a country, 85% of them would say, bomb the goddamn shanks. These assholes out here were wrong on May 8th and they're wrong about the dikes. I don't care about what Kennedy says. The rest of standing right there, sure, we're going to go. We're going to kick these bastards in the ass. On that point, I'm confident. Even Harris in his poll this morning, while they say we haven't ended the war, that the amount of support for mining the harbor is higher now than when we did it. I got that. The people are tough. And that's bite and die bombing. It's these bleeding hearts. It's the people that nominate McGovern. I mean, they're listening to their own voices. That's all. Their own prejudices. The hell, I wouldn't let them whine and whimper and, you know, soft headed and take their psychiatric treatment. Should I get their own approach? We check with Ehrlichman if he's around and see where he is. You know, this is he going. I think it's him. Let's just see if he's not in the house right now.
Yeah.
I thought the crisis in this family in the beach, maybe.
Yeah, let's just talk to him about this one. I was wondering if you had any further information on Heidi.
Yes, I do. I just saw the paperwork on it. Very interesting. It was entirely a Peterson operation. Schultz was dead set against it.
That's what I, as I said, because it was restricted. Remember, I said, is this Schultz? Because he's supposed to be in charge of such things.
Well,
he's the head of the economic man.
This was operated entirely out of commerce. Peterson had a breakfast to which he invited Stein, Cashin, two or three other people around here.
Right.
And it was pretty well decided there. It was never sat through here. And apparently under the statute, he has the capacity to do it.
Well, let me ask you this. With the bus?
I don't know. I don't know whether it was or not. I'd have to go back and look at the list.
You heard him if he wasn't.
Yeah.
He's got a beauty.
Well, he was consulted, I know. But whether he was there or not, I don't know. In any event, Peterson apparently came to the conclusion it was a close call. And then he simply informed a lot of people over here, Flanagan and others, that he had done this, sent him a copy of the press release. So it was very much a unilateral operation. And that's how we, didn't know anything about it. Silva, I asked Schultz what he thought about simply reversing it. He said, well, I think Congress is going to do that for you. He said,
oh, the hell with it. Why give that?
Well, passed the Senate, passed the House. And he said, there's just almost nothing left to do. Well, I'm checking that now. George says it's passed both houses. I don't know that. And just before I came downstairs, I asked if they checked that for me to see.
There's no way we can get credit for it.
No.
Oh.
And if that's so, if it's not so, and it's only passed the House, George strongly recommends that we simply rescind it. He says it was a mistake to begin with, and
we can't find out whether it's passed.
Oh, sure. Okay. We'd call Carlos, I think, would be the best.
I can call my office, see if they should know by now.
Again, Mr. Dick Cook, please, Richard Cook.
It's not there, Mr. Jarrett.
That's why
I'm checking to see if too much staff and everything.
What it says.
He found out. No, I agree. He was a high.
We are here. You have no idea how many things I've had.
You have to get caught. Have you ever caught any more stuff? You can't get off. It's
amazing. We do pretty well at catching, but there's no way you can catch all of them. Because all over the place.
Let me ask you one other thing. I just you know, on that Hyde thing, is that good? Did that pass the House? But what about the Senate? Has it gone there yet? Did it pass? Oh, it passed the Senate then, has it? I was hoping we could rescind it before the Senate acted, but I guess we can't. Yeah, that's true. The only thing is, if we have to do the cattleman in another area, we might balance this off. Well, where did that get what you have? Try that. Yeah, Henry can use my name to do it with him. But he ought to pay attention to the old man anyway. Have Henry jump on that, like, we're talking probably sometime. All right, thanks.
Yep.
Brandon Spencer, though, what the hell would he want to, still the attorney's people on the freeze?
Well, I've got that, I've got appointments, I saw Schultz this morning, I see Arthur this afternoon, and, can't see Conley till Monday, but,
Conley, those are trying to cover it, but.
Yes. Schultz, says two things. Number one, that the prices are getting better and will get better the closer we get to the election. He's very confident that, food prices will consistently improve. Without controls. Now, he says the perception of another proposition. And he says he wouldn't try and talk you out of controls. He feels that if you do freeze, the day to day will cost us 15.
Yes.
And, he says, he'd want to be recorded as being against the idea of a freeze because of so many negatives that are associated with it, because he's not persuaded that there's a subsidy need, but nevertheless he recognizes the political aspect. He says, anyway, he said he would cause O'Brien to be audited. And that's underway. So, we had a regular session. And, I would say that, by close business Monday, I'll know everything that I can know.
I'll get back to you all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure we're.
Well, Brian, I know he's being on.
He's old, he'll know it.
If he'll,
they'll call him in.
Call him in on the basis of the.
I explained to George what I wanted to do.
The investigation that he was saying.
Yeah. Normal course of the
matter. That's an investigation, we have to know what you're about to do.
And he said he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure about they're broken down into regions, and this investigation's being conducted out of the region, out west. So he said they'll have to bring an agent in about out there to conduct the investigation. That's where the file is in office.
I was also going to ask you about your evaluations to, of that dollar run, thing and so forth.
Statement by
he mentioned today's. It was an issue. I had to call him yesterday to get him later on the group. And, he said, you know, I've been helpful to Mark. I said, yes, it's not. And he thought I was fine. But what I was going to say that I think he stole you money.
Oh, sure.
About sure that he contributed his first and so forth. So,
how many car loans did he have?
Yeah. Well, he certainly indicated that he had a quote from you.
He was in my ass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He says, yeah, the press asked me about it. I'll simply say that's exactly right. I've been trying for 20 years to get money to limit his contributions to Democrats, but he insists on making for the people he decides to make it to.
Yeah. So they know it, and they're going to pop it at the propitious time.
I'm not sure you would.
No, you're going to think he pass it along?
He would not hurt his friend.
Oh, I understand. But I think you have to assume that O'Brien and Edward Benavides and so forth, they would get that knowledge, and they would use it if it were to their advantage. Get it out now. I think there are always pluses in it that you
pluses for the other. Yeah. He said he didn't call him
for the president. For the 6 day was just to the campaign.
He gave it to the
Use his point. Use his point. He didn't set him to stand in the tent. Doesn't put water
high. I think this guy's an agent.
Okay, sure.
This fellow in the Midwest is an agent.
Is it the Midwest Finance Chair?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And received by the agent is received by the principal. I just don't see how they lined up. Unless it's actually given.
The fact that it wasn't, because it was a cash contribution, you said it was.
as long as it's negotiable, that's a receipt as a matter of law, unless the statute should expressly say receipt shall be deemed to be the date of final deposit or something like that. But supposing that Midwest chairman has his own fund bank account, seems to me deposit there would be deposit to the reporting campaign. No, but I say that if there were a home office bank account and a branch bank account, deposit in the branch is the same as deposit in the home office. I don't know whose turn Hughes on with this. I imagine Califano knows him as well as we do. Yeah, but I mean, somebody's been talking the same. Yeah.
We turned Hughes onto the line that the gift was of the, the Hughes statement about when the date of effective date of the gift is. Califano could have got into that.
Yeah.
The effective date of the gift, in my opinion, is when the guy gives it. It's a question of who he to whom. That's the agent. The doctrine is the contributor.
That's the agent. The agent of
doctrine. Dollar is a collector.
Yep.
It was before that. I think that's where you get a check day to day for quarter. It doesn't get in the mail or something. It doesn't get around to being deposited until April 20th. It was delayed before.
No, I don't think so. April 20th.
You got it.
Sure, but that isn't the fact here. This was cash money. There was nothing to be negotiated here. The agent took delivery of cash on such a date. I think that's the clear price. If you take delivery of a check, I think it'd be arguable that until the check were negotiated.
I see. Yeah.
Then there'd be a question.
Right. Yeah, it was constant. It should always be a check that I would think would be an offer that could be withdrawn because you could
sure, stop paying. That's right.
When you give a guy cash, it's gone, it's a gift, it's done. Anyway. I think it's the best thing to get the damn thing out fast.
Yeah.
If you do it now.
Andreas, I would.
Well, I was going to follow up on
it. Clark, I would guess, would be the guy to follow up on that, wouldn't he?
I think he almost has to. Well, Andreas is the one that talked to him. He's going to talk to Clark. I think it's already done. Don't see any negatives.
Can't think of any.
You talk to Dean.
I haven't talked to Dean.
Well, anyway, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. It's going to be money.
That's right.
It's going to be gas. Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's going to come out because it's obviously beyond our control. This guy plays both sides. And
he's on our side.
I understand he is, but he's talking to the other side.
Well, he lost me. He wants to call us on this, and I very much agree. You have to say you made a contribution to cash, and I would say you made a delivery before for that reason.
Well, Bob's point is that explains away the $10 million.
Explains away the cost.
Yeah.
It gives you a basis for why we, right now, we have a tough time saying, why won't you answer? Why won't you tell us who they are? Sure, you legally don't have to, but why do you want to hide it?
Yep.
Now we've got one reason for why we want to hide it. Because the contributors want to do it.
Right.
Why? Because they're Democrats who support Democrats. I think you should say that without expressing it.
Basis that Liddy was engaged in making sure that there were no demonstrations at the convention and for doing certain
security
at the headquarters and all that sort of thing, that from time to time
He was vaguely aware that Sloan was making disbursements to Libby, and he assumed Libby was doing what he was told, but that he was never given an accounting as such from Sloan.
Didn't frankly follow it up.
Didn't follow it up, busy with other things, and made a number of assumptions. But after this happened, he discovered that Libby had grossly exceeded the scope of his employment, and then he was fired.
Sloan
has been promised immunity, and he has not testified yet before the grand jury. He's only, thank you. He has only talked to the U.S. Attorney and the Bureau. And he's
given it.
Why did they?
Why did they?
Because he said he'd take a Fifth Amendment otherwise. And he felt he was key.
He's not going to testify for the grand jury.
Yeah.
Well, Sloan is.
Yep. He has to now.
He's been.
No, no. He was there very briefly. As soon as they learned that he was going to take the Fifth, they pulled him off. They brought him in for a conference with his attorney. They asked him, he said he was going to take the Fifth because of technical violations of the Campaign Spending Act or Campaign Financing Act. So they granted him immunity. And then they've been interrogating him in the office. They've not taken him back.
You sure?
Well, it's been three, 4 days.
I thought it was like last Friday. Is he going to say that he's was aware of all of this? Is that right?
No. He's going to say that he was told by Magruder to.
So he put the whole thing on Libby.
Give Libby the money, and he did.
He was just caught.
And what he did in. Keeping unrecorded cash and handing it out and so on is a violation. There's no question about that. Maury Stans' face is very long because some of this obviously comes back to him. This Sloan couldn't possibly have done all the things that it's clear he did without Maury having some knowledge of it.
Maury had wrong.
Well, he undoubtedly had some knowledge of the fact that it was a lot of cash.
Maury didn't have any knowledge. I would be very surprised if Maury had any knowledge of what was being done with the cash.
Oh, I agree with that totally. The first knowledge. I'm talking about the technical violations of the Campaign Spending Act.
Maury had full knowledge of that, I'm sure.
He
knew there was cash there, and he knew that they were using it for intelligence and dirty tricks business. He knew that Libby was the guy that was doing that, and he knew that it was X chunks of money. Maury doesn't let money go out without knowing about it.
Well. Oh, here's the. This is the Hyde thing, yeah. There's no conference on it. The other half of the bill is with regard to the CIEP, and that's laid over, so you won't have it down here to sign for a while.
Well, Maury, he's locked. They got called Maury.
No, they're not. We've made sure they aren't. They did, and we stopped them. I woodshed at Kleindienst.
What basis?
But it's very embarrassing to you that this guy's not just some bohunk off the street. He's a former cabinet officer. He'd be subject to all kinds of notoriety. He has any way of protecting himself against the inferences. And that it just would raise hell with a campaign. And it just couldn't happen.
Well, certainly I hope that the same view with regard to Benjamin.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And in fairness to Kleindienst, this took place while he was out of town by one of his guys who exercised some bad judgment.
In calling
and subpoenaing Maury. So we're on top of that, and Maury is not going to be required to do anything to be in the state. But he'll handle himself very well, I'm sure. At the same time, he's quite long in the mouth about the whole
the whole chilling effect this has on his ability to raise money. I just saw he's down in the mess. I'm very happy that he doesn't have to go see the grand jury. Pardon? Friday?
Last week.
Yeah.
We got the question. They can take a statement before I have to prepare.
Sure.
They have to call him. Anybody can answer my question. They have not do this situation.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The best guess now is that nobody's going to get indicted except the burglars and Lydia and Hunt.
And then Hunt fights like hell.
Well, they all plead not guilty, and there are no trials until after the election. Yeah.
Then all the burglars plead not guilty.
Burglars are all going to plead not guilty.
Right.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. But that's what they're going to do. And
make a proof. Let me ask you an improvement thing.
He
went over to the parliament block, and that's where he was all set, was in good position, And then, remember the Mounties, and we knew they did this, that son of a bitch Trudeau did it. They moved the demonstrators right up the second day when you went into the west block there.
Yeah.
And moved the demonstrators right up by the door so they could give you a bad time. That ruling forever may have saved your life. Or have you done that? Because he was there to shoot you.
Sure, you're right.
We sure were.
We knew what he'd done. Not him, but that little church.
It was this little cabinet guy.
This fellow in the book says those filthy, nasty hippies, if they only knew what they had done. Frustrating. And finally he gives up, and he suspects somebody's following him. A guy in a trench coat is following him in Ottawa.
Secret Service.
Yeah, so he leaves.
Taking movies of
it. Yeah. So he leaves. And he comes down here.
Something to look at my movies. I might have any of my movies.
Yeah, could be.
Came down here and read about the ping pong thing, and he even thought that was a public event.
Well, yeah, and then he left, and as he was leaving, you walked across the street from here to the treasury, and he missed that. It was on a whim that he headed back for Michigan.
That wasn't a paper this morning.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's in there. He picks up the paper, and he sees that on the day that he left here to go back to Michigan on an impulse, you walked across the street. And he thought to himself, now I could have been there. That's in there. So then he gave up on you completely at that point. Then he started stalking other people.
Well, he'd been on others earlier.
Yeah.
Then he decided to go for you because he figured, what the hell, if I shoot Wallace, nobody's going to pay any attention. As to say, Wallace shot. Whereas if I get the president, then everybody would cheer and jump up and down. There'd be a lot of publicity.
And you know, the first part of this book is buried somewhere. First 150 pages
of the diary.
Yeah. And his thought is he'll sell the whole thing and get very rich. He's copyrighted the second part.
He will too. It reads like, you know, any bestseller novel today.
Yeah.
It's got all the stuff in it. It's got the drama and the sex and the
suspense,
weirdness, yeah. and suspense. Everything that sells books sold.
Even first class order for you. Can't execute. You get a well, that
I thought we did still have some basis for it. I
think for all practical purposes, unless states were enacted, there are a couple of states where it's non-discretionary. I got good old Congressman John Rhodes here to talk about platform. I probably better go and service him here.
Right.
I think we have a woman's liver pretty well neutralized. Get John in position while we'd be all
okay.
Yeah, we've got Republican women that want to raise hell down there. Quarters and all that sort of stuff. But I think we're getting around them. I think it's stuff we are.
It's interesting. Did you see that full breakdown on abortion?
Yeah.
Women don't favor abortion. Women are opposed to it. The country as a whole. Men are in favor of it.
That's that.
But look at the split between now and then.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll see you later.
Whatever.
See you later.
Fortunately, dog told enough of the truth that it fits. He doesn't have to tell who it is unless they rule that the gift was made after the fact, after the disclosure date. But I'm not so sure that it's a good thing to do it. The negative on it is that it adds another passive and creates more interest and attention. But it seems to me it's good attention this time.
I don't think so. I'm very happy to contribute the money. You can ask any questions.
And there's, of course, the possibility that it'll come out anyway.
That's right.
You're not really the certain.
You have a certain matter, I suppose.
Well, I don't know why they didn't want it. For the same reason we do want it out, I would think they would not want it. They'd much rather have a mystery about whether 25,000 being something that would grab it out than
for
man.
There's a reason for us to get it out. Which is so that there's no mystery about it. It's being very money. And then truly, they're under a rock Democratic. And then
it's actually it couldn't have been a better money source for that particular one than that. Ideal. It adds one more sort of surrealist atmosphere to this, which I think is also not bad. And the whole thing is sort
it's
of
a Democrat.
It's sort of a bad dream all the way around anyway.
Well, then next week, if you don't mind, we will have the signing ceremony. Otherwise, I'll start doing some. I'll be glad to do anything in the way of the
not
preparatory type of fit. We ought to get something that is not about the whole market. We ought to really. As far as I know.
If you ask about other groups, the one other one that might be worth your meeting is the advertising guy.
I meant the article exactly. He should have come in. I should have.
You've never met him, and he's, you know, running a house show.
You like him. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you work out to do some of those,
I know.
And let's get that in action. Also, we've got to work out the schedule for how long it's going to take it for the beach. So, not going to be there.
Oh, well, it is.
But it doesn't time.
I was supposed to come and go, and they said to me,